Jalen Hurts, all right. You know, it's a big congratulations to him, and it's a big accomplishment when a player rises far up this list of the top 100 players in the NFL. You know, let's take stock of the fact that in a lot of lists we've seen this offseason, primarily by media members nationally, Jalen has not ranked so high to the point where it's not so much a Hurts versus, you know, Burrow thing for who's the second best quarterback in pro football. It actually has been one of those things where he's been in the below Lamar Jackson. Mm. He's been below a whole bunch of guys.
Trevor Lawrence, Aaron Rodgers.
It's silliness. It really is, because Hurts has established way too much, way too soon for him to be disrespected as he has been nationally by some people. The players clearly are on it. They get the Hurts thing. They faced him last year. They know what he brings to the table. And if you haven't heard the way the top 10 ranks, and I'll actually go 10 through 1. Little suspense, little drum. Well, of course, Patrick Mahomes is number 1. But here's how it goes, and 10 through 1.
You already told us Jalen's 3. So.
I did already tell you that. So the great defensive tackle the Eagles dealt with in the Super Bowl, Chris Jones from the Chiefs, he's number 10. Micah Parsons is number 9. Now, interesting, he's over Hassan Reddick. We'll get to that as we move forward. Josh Allen, number 8. Tyreek Hill, who, of course, is just remarkable, he's 7. Joe Burrow is 6. Travis Kelce, maybe the best tight end of all time, is 5. Nick Bosa, 4. Jalen Hurts, 3. Justin Jefferson, 2. And Patrick Mahomes, number 1. So for me as an Eagles fan, I have great pride in the fact that Jalen not only cracked the top 10, cracked the top 5, cracked the top 2 of quarterback, according to the players. But I am also struck. You know, the first thing I'm telling you guys, the first thing I thought of when I saw this list and saw that Jalen Hurts is number 3. The first thing I thought of was Carson Wentz. And the reason the first thing I thought of was Carson Wentz, if you don't know, and I'm sure some of you do, and some, many of you probably don't, Carson on this exact same list 5 years ago ranked 3rd. He literally, after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and he had had what we all thought was probably going to be an MVP season if he hadn't gotten hurt, and of course he did get hurt, and of course they won without him with Nick Foles, and I thought it was rightful. I thought it was justified. Carson ranked 3 exactly 5 years ago, to which I want to ask this question. And this is one of those, I'm asking for, I don't have truth serum, but if I could pump it into you, I would. I want to ask this question. Do you feel more confident in Jalen Hurts moving forward at this stage than you did with Carson Wentz 5 years ago at that stage? We all know what happened thereafter, but I'm curious. This is one of those, like, you got to keep it real today. Because I know we're all flying high on Hurts, and we should be. But we also were freaking flying high on Carson back then. And based on what we knew, I think we should have been. Elliot, I'll turn to you first. Yeah. Do you feel, and again, this is for everyone at 215-592-9494. The irony is thick. Hurts to 3. Carson had been 3. Carson's not even with a team right now. Elliot, do you feel more confident, perhaps less confident, perhaps equally as confident in Jalen Hurts moving forward as you did with Carson Wentz in August of 2018?
Well, let me start by saying this. The players list that comes out every year is my favorite list.
It's a good one, man.
I think the fact the players, I mean, look, I'm a media member. We're all media members. We all get to make our own list. I love that the players get to make their own list.
Yep.
And one of the things I like the most about it is when they do this list, they sit all the players down and they interview them. So, you know, for number 10.
Not all of them. Prominent players.
Right, exactly.
Prominent players. Not anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, agreed. It's not, right. Yeah.
Like, so, for what it's worth, Boston Scott likely not interviewed by the NFL Network.
Right, maybe
but
not.
Anyway, yeah,
so they make videos of these interviews.
Yep.
And I got a few quotes, which I thought were cool.
Sure.
So Jason Kelce, right, he says, those traits, those intangibles, that's when you see a spectacular player. Lane Johnson, going into a game, there's so much you can do with him. Jason Kelce, he's a junkie of the game. He wants to learn. Those are quotes about Carson from 2017
in
that video.
Say that again. Okay, because obviously I thought you were saying Hurts. Say them again now that we know the context that it was actually Carson.
Yeah. Well done, Abe.
That's very well done. Say them again.
So Lane Johnson, going into a game, there's so much you can do with him.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce, those traits, those intangibles, that's when you see a spectacular player. Doug Peterson, he does so many things you can't teach. Wow. Even another player, Von Miller. Any quarterback who tries to extend the play is dangerous, and he's doing it with confidence. On the defensive side of the ball, it's scary for us.
Yeah, and the Eagles had smoked the Broncos. Yeah, Von Miller was on the Broncos team back then. Yeah, he smoked them.
So when I see Jalen at number 3, I do get a sense of happiness for him. He earns this.
No question.
Throughout his career, he's been undercut at so many levels. Alabama, Oklahoma, coming in, right? But I also get PTSD. Like, I get a sense of, oh, my God, here I am back again in 2017. I know I'm viewed now as a Carson hater and, you know, all those things.
Yeah.
But after 2017, I wrote, A, I thought the Eagles were going to win the Super Bowl in 2018 because of Carson. And I said there was not a package of players or picks I would trade him for. I thought Carson, like, was going to be one of the top four Eagles of all time. So if you ask me when I sit here right now, do I have more confidence in Jalen than I did in Carson? No, absolutely not. I think Jalen is awesome. I think he's earned number three. I think he has so many good qualities. But anyone that calls in and says they're more confident in Jalen, I think, is being dishonest.
Well, I'll be fascinated to see where this conversation goes today. I mean, I know there could be some... see, it's funny to use the term homerism because, you know, Carson was our own player back then. Recency bias homerism, if you will. Let's find out where everyone's at 215-592-9494. Seltzer, I'm asking you to keep it real. More confident in Jalen than Carson back then. Where do you stand?
Well, Ollie just called me dishonest
If there's one person I think genuinely feels it, I will say it's James.
Well, here's why. I'll give you two specific reasons. Number one.
That you feel what?
That I feel more confidence in Jalen than I did in Wentz. And this is not to say that I didn't have confidence in Wentz.
Sure.
We all did. I totally did. But I'll give you two reasons. Number one, I saw Jalen do it in the biggest of games. We never saw Carson that year, as great as he was, actually play in the playoffs, much less the Super Bowl. And I saw Jalen be one of the best players on the field in the Super Bowl, minus one play, the best player on the field in the Super Bowl. That's one.
Yeah.
And two, I went through Carson. I experienced it. I see the differences between Hurts and Carson. I see the way Hurts is built versus the way I was wrong about how Carson was built in that moment. And because of that experience, I look at Jalen and say, this kid is completely different, and it makes me believe in him even more than I did in Carson.
Sure,
in that
but you didn't know that then about Carson.
No, but I do know it now, and thus my belief in Jalen is even more because I went through the failings of Carson.
So
I experienced that, and that has informed my feeling now of Hurts.
If I understand what you're saying you think you're a more informed sports fan.
Exactly.
To look beneath the hood.
Exactly.
And find out, let me find out. Especially going through the Markelle Fultz and the Ben Simmons thing, let me find out about the athlete's character. Is that a fair way?
I've changed the whole way I look at stuff. I look more, especially with the quarterback position in the NFL.
That's interesting.
So I think your point about the Super Bowl is a phenomenal one. We had not seen Carson in the playoffs. So when you see what Jalen did in the biggest game against, you know, arguably the best quarterback, I think that is reason to have maybe another level of confidence. But I also think we're doing this thing with Jalen where we're leaning so much into his personality, right? About this guy is definitely different. This guy is like Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, the characteristics he has. He's so mature, all these. And maybe in 4 years, we'll sit back and go, that is true. But I think it's naive to think we didn't think those same things about Carson. Now we sit here and go, okay, he had problems in the locker room. And there were rumblings at the time. Or like, you know, all the things, how his career has played out. I think to say that we know Jalen is going to be like, definitely this moving forward, I think it's like setting him up to fail. Like we saw with Carson, 1 year is not enough to say you're definitely.
You think
great.
The expectations are too high for
I think the expectations
Jalen.
Are way too high for the team and for him. Are they capable of meeting high expectations? Yes. They have one of the best rosters in the NFL, and Jalen showed last year he can be one of the best quarterbacks. But we just saw this in 2017. Everyone thought Doug was going to be the coach for a long
time. Can I ask you a question, Elliot? Do you think most people think Jalen Hurts is going to make the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
As we sit here today.
Yes. Joe Giglio, who I have great respect for, thinks he's going
to be.
Oh, well, I mean, if there's anyone that does, it's me. But he says he thinks he's going to be the best Eagles quarterback of all time. Think about that. The best Eagles quarterback
all
time.
Yeah, that's more doable than the Hall of Fame. I mean,
it's
I know
more doable, but what McNabb accomplished here, it would be incredibly impressive if Jalen.
Yeah, well, look, all of this on the table for everyone at 215-592-9494. It's a simple question, but it's got a lot of complexity to it.
There's one simple reason why it's not disingenuous for people to say that they think Jalen will be better, because he's not coming off a torn ACL.
There is that factor.
I mean, that's just a very plain and simple. He played great, and he's not injured.
But I don't think – I'll speak for myself, and I think this goes for others. I don't think we viewed it back then as that big a deal. I mean, for instance, Joe Burrow tore his knee – a year or two later and came right back.
Elliot and I both thought they were going to win the Super Bowl because of Carson that year, because he was going to come back and be so motivated and so ready to roll. We were wrong.
I kind of view the torn knee as like not that big a deal anymore. Now, for him, it was a derailment, part of the derailment, that is. Look, we'll see where you stand at 215-592-9494. Simple question, but with a lot of complexity. Do you feel more confident in Jalen moving forward than you did in Carson back then? Again, both of them third on this list, and, you know, August of, you know, a season about to begin. I'll tell you this, guys, as much as I love Hurts, I mean, love him, I think he's remarkable, I think he is a freaking gift from God, not only do I not feel more confident in Hurts moving forward than Carson, for me, 5 years ago, I actually feel less confident in Hurts. I mean, I'm going to keep it really real. And I'll tell you this, the reason, and this is thick with irony, this is irony, dripping with more irony. The reason I actually feel less confident in Hurts moving forward than I did in Carson, ironically, is the injury factor. I am scared.
That is ironic.
I know
it
is. Like, I am scared perhaps as a Philadelphia sports fan that Jalen Hurts, guys, Tom Brady got into his 40s. Aaron Rodgers is going to get into his 40s. Peyton Manning got near his 40s. I am very worried that Jalen Hurts not only will not get near his 40s, that he might be a significantly lesser player in his early 30s because he's just going to get banged around so much. Now, look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they will dramatically reduce the extent to which he runs. He'll be such an effective passer that they can do that. They'll lean on that reality that he can pass, and away we go and saddle up for the next 15 to 17 years. Maybe. Or maybe in the next 7 or 8 years, much like Cam Newton, some other players, like Carson, you know, maybe Jalen Hurts' body will break down, will be a diminished player. All of it on the table at 215-592-9494. Keep it real. Are you more confident in Jalen moving forward in this August of 2023 than you were in Carson moving forward in August of 2018? All that.